Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. The number of Germantown Municipal School students who live within the district has decreased by about 170 compared to last year. Abigail Warren says officials are trying to determine the reason for the decline.
School vouchers may be tied to part of the decline in enrollment, but city leaders routinely discuss the community's aging population. According to the 2020 census, the median age of a Germantown resident was 43 and a half years. Enrollment figures affect funding for the district, so officials watch trends in birth rates and other factors that can impact student numbers. For example, Houston High's graduating class last year was 515. The number of students entering kindergarten this year was 348, a decrease of 167 students across the suburban district. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Abigail Warren.
Special Circuit Court Judge Andrew Howarth has recused himself in the case of convicted former coach and youth pastor Lindsey Whiteside. The judge issued a scathing critique of DeSoto County District Attorney Matthew Barden. Judge Howarth presided over the controversial October 13th sentencing that resulted in 3 years of house arrest of Whiteside, who was convicted of sexual battery with a minor. Howarth filed an order of recusal on Tuesday, October 21st, stating his ability to be fair and impartial has been questioned due to the extreme level of public sentiment. The judge said District Attorney Barden had been selective and decidedly unnuanced in his portrayal of information in the case, and he mentioned Barden's apparent desire for a high and very public media profile. The recusal applies not only to the Whiteside case, but also extends to any cases prosecuted by Matthew Barden's office in DeSoto County. For Brandon Legrone, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul, that's wherever you are. Of course, we're Raised by Sound. Raised by Sound Fest is coming up December 6th. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. After party.
You got something inside you. And the world can't do without it, no. There's nothing you can do about it, no, 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 no. I know you're tired of hiding. You are falling.
alone, let me know that I gotta keep going. I can't lose.
DJ Bizzle Bootleg.
What makes you a nervous wreck?
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 Don't want to make you nervous. Don't want to make you anxious. It's October. I'm already a little frightened, a little spooked. We're going to ease on into the weekend. Everybody be safe. Everybody have a little self-control. You know what I mean? WYX on 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul, raised by sound right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Countdown is on. It's holiday season. That means that Raised by Sound Fest is coming right at you. Here soon, here soon. We hadn't forgotten about you, baby. We hadn't forgotten about you. Absolutely. We got a big weekend coming up. A lot of events, a lot going on in the community. Hope to see everybody out having a good, safe American time. Happy Friday to you, wherever you are, wherever you may be. Hopefully, this overcast day, you're taking it in smooth and light, you know what I mean? I got a good book I'm ready to just kick back and read a little bit. Maybe we'll see if I get some time. Something always comes up. I got a friend in the studio today, a friendly neighbor from around. Well, you're not in the building anymore, but I still consider you a neighbor.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Matthew Zachariah, and I lived in this building for about 4 years. So when I walked in here, it was just like I was home. And
yeah, welcome back.
I owe Memphis a lot, and I owe this building a lot, because my sanity, coming from Michigan all my life and coming here, I felt like this place really, it was almost a therapeutic. Just walking in here, getting my coffee, seeing all these people, seeing the smiles. I appreciate you having me on your show, and I feel like it's such a great place.
Well, we appreciate you. You know, I saw you for several years, and we won't bury the lead. You're here because you have an art show coming up this weekend, right? I'm gonna get into your background, but let's go ahead and let people know about the art show while we got their attention.
I'm having my first art show since COVID at ANF Architects, which is on 1500 Union Avenue, and it's tonight from 5 to 7 o'clock.
All right, spectacular. Well, I was going to say, you know, I didn't know you were an artist until you stopped me in the hall and said, "Hey, I got an art show coming up. Can I come by and speak to you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that." But tell me about your day job, because you're a businessman. Yeah. You're one of the sharpest guys I've ever met.
I don't know about all that. So I started a plastic industrial recycling company 33 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I take manufacturing scrap from plants, and I bring it to my facility here in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And I grind it up into little pieces, and I put it in these big boxes. And when I get 40,000 pounds, I ship it to companies who use that to make whatever part they make.
Yeah.
So that's what I do for my day job.
Sustainability.
Yes.
Why Memphis? Why bring your company here?
So when I started in 92, I was a broker. I bought and sold. And then when the recession hit, a lot of companies went under, and I was able to acquire their equipment. And it just so happened, a cluster of things that allowed me to come to Memphis and just set up shop. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tell me a bit about how this community has treated you as a business person, you know, bringing a company here, and you know, there's business and there's personal. And I mean, how's Memphis treated you in that regard over these past 33 years?
For both? Or
yeah, tell me. I mean, how do they overlap and how do they differ?
I mean, yeah, so I brought my plant here in 2009. So I've been here for about 16, 17 years. Okay. in Memphis. I'll tell you something about, you know, when you're talking about the South and you're talking about Memphis, there was new ideas. People have been friendly, and really it's been a good environment for me to develop both business and my art. I feel like Memphis is just an artistic place. There's creativity all around. And I've been able to just feed off other people's energy as well.
Yeah. Well, tell me about this show that's happening tonight at ANF. I mean, what did it take to prepare? What's it inspired by?
So basically what I do is I take my plastic scrap. So Memphis trash cans, green. Automotive taillights, red. Office water jugs, tinted blue. And I put them on a canvas. So it's about 16 pieces of my work in the last 3 or 4 years. And it's the story. It's stories, conflict, connection, human condition. Those are my subjects.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I mean, how long did it take to prepare this?
So just doing a canvas takes me 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so it takes a while.
You must have quite a lot of room to get this all prepared.
I do. I do have a lot of room. So it does take time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Awesome. And tell me about ANF and your relationship with them. Why did you make this show happen there?
Well, this is going to be the first time that I'm actually being an artist. I used to be in a gallery, and now I'm kind of independent. And I've always loved that building. If you go by that building and you go inside, it's a beautiful building. It's been there for 50 years.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, I just had a meeting in there recently. I've driven past it so many times, and it's beautiful inside.
Yeah, yeah. And it was fitting that I'd do it there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, one more time, let people know about how they can check you out tonight.
Yeah, so it's 1500 Union Avenue. The place is called ANF Architects. It's between 5 to 7, and I would really appreciate it if I could come and visit and see what the story's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you letting us know about it, and hopefully people come and shake your hand, because you're quite a nice fellow, and I appreciate you being a part of our community.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Listen to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. It's DJ Bizzle Blue Bland. Happy Friday. It's cloudy out there, but I can dig it. I can get down with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It means the fall's coming on in. All right, here's some more music for you.
What makes you a nervous wreck?
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 I'll be gone. No tears.
What makes you a nervous wreck?
Good afternoon, listeners. This is William Eggleston speaking. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 Megacycles FM Memphis.
I don't care where you are. You can get up and move just a little bit. Tap your toe or something. That's what Friday is for. They call that Freedom Friday. So feel free. I don't care who looking. I don't care who looking. You can do that. You can do that. You can do it like this.
Yeah. This is William Bell. Everybody loves a winner, and WYXR 91.7 FM is a winner. Trust me.
It's meant to be. It's meant to be. You can't run from love.
Sometimes pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming, cause this love we have is so real. Cause when I saw you again, I didn't really know how you would really feel. Every time that we make love, it feels like the very first time.
Like, when I try to listen to the new music, it's like, it don't give me the feeling like the old music give you a feeling. Even if you listen to some old, like, listen to some new music, you don't feel how you feel about the old music. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ready or not, look behind you. WYXR's wherever you are, not in a creepy way, in a special way. Love me in a special way. Then all
well,
I
hi
say.
There. This is Carla Thomas. And if you didn't know it, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. You're raised by sound.
It's the number one soul sister, Danini from Brazil. You're listening to DJ Bizzo Blue Blend on Nervous Wreck Radio.
To hold my own. See, nobody wants to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact. But I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so. I can't play these games with you no more.
if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
It's just that I can feel I'm falling deep, and I don't want to fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know if this is really real, and if you feel the same way that I feel.
So if you love me, just say so.
Just say so.
Set the phone down. You just get about this close to your face right there.
Nervous Rick Radio with Bizzle Blue Bland.
Yeah. How close?
It's already recording.
Yep.
Hi, I'm John Disco Howell. You're listening to Nervous Rick Radio with Bizzle Blue Bland. Think that's good?
Yeah.
Listen to it, MC.
Don't let it burn.
What's up, Memphis? It's Al Capone, Al Capizzi. Oh, boy. And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul.
Almost my time. I feel like frolicking. Hey, let's add that to the F's for Friday for frolicking. Something to make you feel good. Something for the people. My prayer for you this weekend, you're gonna win, you're gonna prosper, you're gonna pull through. Shoo.
try to listen to the new music, but I always end up going back listening to the old music, like years and years and years ago. Like, I love the old music. Like, I'm trying to tell you something I've been listening to.
Oh, they got so much.